We've had a great time here in Pukwana at Brule County 4-H Achievement Days. This time around, I'm visiting with Sienna Laheska. She's a member of the Wanalane 4-H Club, been in for about 3 years now. Sienna, thank you for visiting with us today. Looks like you have a busy time ahead at Achievement Days. Tell us, what are some of the projects you're showing this year?
I'm doing a paper bowl and banana bread and two selected outfits.
Tell us about your banana bread. What goes into it?
Some flour, sugar, soda, and salt, and bananas, and some other stuff.
Why did you select banana bread?
Because I love eating it, and it's like one of my favorite foods.
Tell us about your selected outfits.
I bought them like for $15, and I like modeling them, and it's fun doing it.
And you also mentioned that you made some paper bowls. Tell us about how you make them.
I make my paper bowls first. I put glue around the plastic bowl, and then I stick the paper on it, and then I waited for 5 days and glued it twice, and so then I never touched them for 5 days, and you take the plastic bowl out, and then it looks like a paper bowl.
Now I understand you're also showing a steer. Tell us about that.
It is very hard showing a steer. They are like pushy, and is hard to wrench because he kind of gets crabby doing it, especially if I do it on the head. And it's hard to do all this stuff with washing it, blowing it, brushing it, and rinsing it, and painting it, and trimming it, and leaving it, and catching them, and yeah.
What's the most difficult part about showing your steer?
Leading it. Because they can get loose. They step on your toes or foot. And that's the worst. And so then they get bruised and they hurt. And you can't really wear shoes then because it really hurts when you wear shoes. When you get a bad toe.
Sienna, do you think your steer steps on you on purpose?
Kind of.
Well, Sienna, you've been in 4-H again for about 3 or 4 years now. Are there any other projects you're thinking about trying in the future?
Yes. I think I will do a fabric bowl and maybe even banana bread again or bars, some kind of bars, and some more selected outfits.
Sienna, if someone were to ask you about your 4-H experience, meaning why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that it is very good. You help your community, you help people, and you're doing good things that will help you feel better.
Sienna Laheska, thank you for visiting with us today, and we wish you best of luck with Achievement Days, especially with your steer.
And bottle calf.
Very good. And Sienna Laheska, the Wanalane 4-H Club, joining us today here on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.